Welcome back to Yang Daily. I'll be your host, Alex Cheney, bringing you all the Yang news you need to live your life right. Sorry for missing yesterday. Life got backed up on me, and the news is flowing in so fast. There's never enough time, is there? But not to worry, I have brought yesterday's news along with us. All right, we've got a lot to get through, so we best get to it. Humanity Forward has officially endorsed Robbie Goldstein for Congress in Massachusetts. As HF notes, Robbie is an infectious disease specialist, so we could really use him right now. We had Yang Gang for Congress Day to celebrate and promote those running on UBI. Just to reinforce, here are names you should be aware of. Jen Perelman, running in Florida. Jonathan Herzog, Sam Ellis, Lopez, and Lucci Guyot, all running in New York. Blair Walsingham, running in Tennessee. Russ Cirincione, running in New Jersey. Maxwell Barrow, running in Maryland. David Kim and Badran Khan, running in California. Jermaine Johnson, running in South Carolina. Noel Famara, running in Hawaii. And Mike Breuer, running in Kentucky. If any of those are unfamiliar to you, check them out and consider supporting them. I know it's a lot of names, but they're all in the transcript right up at the top, and you can always check UBI Caucus's website for more. We need to stack Congress with progressives from every state who are going to push for UBI and other Yang policies. Let's bring that wave crashing down on Washington. Kentuckians, be aware that you can all vote by mail via absentee ballot. Just go to govoteky.com before June 15th to order your ballot to be delivered to your doorstep. We need your vote to get Mitch out and get Congress working for the people again. Good news, Humanity Forward finally officially endorsed Mike Breuer for Congress. Mike has a lot of momentum building and his army of volunteers is growing, though he still needs more. Mike and Scott will be hosting a campaign strategy call on Zoom Sunday, 5 p.m. Eastern, that everyone is invited to join. This may be a good opportunity to give your two cents about how you think we can beat McGrath and then Mitch, or just to stay apprised of what the plan is going forward. Mike's AMA is also complete, and you can view it at the link below. It was quite popular, hitting 17,000 likes, 1,700 comments, and the front page of Reddit for over a day. Breuer also dropped by the Mindful Skeptics podcast for a nice long discussion, which you can find below. And I want to shout out a fantastic ad that Mike made, slamming Mitch for his disregard for helping Kentuckians during this crisis, which I missed back when it released in March. It's absolutely fire, and also the ad that triggered Sink Uger to say that Mike is the guy to beat McConnell. Give it a watch, it's worth it. Speaking of, Jonathan Herzog made his own commercial, which might be even better. It's extremely professional, maybe even better than anything I saw in the presidential race, to be honest. Super slick, check it out below. And speaking of endorsements, Yang joined Jermaine Johnson and others in South Carolina for a press conference to officially endorse Johnson. He also announced Humanity Forward will be providing a $1,000 UBI to two residents in Richmond and Kershaw counties for 1 year. Applications can be submitted to HF up until May 31st. Jermaine also revealed his own plan for South Carolina, the Palmetto Dividend Fund, which is $400 a year to all residents to account for the unexpected bill that 78% of Americans can't afford. Bakari Sellers quoted one of my favorite lines at the press conference, which we all need to take to heart, which is, "If not us, who? If not now, when?" Every great leader and influencer starts small. Don't wait for a savior, gang. Be the change. Forward United wrote a new letter to Congress for us, responding to the HEROES Act, not including basic income. Make sure to take a few seconds to follow the link below and send one off. Yang was a guest speaker on a March for Our Lives Zoomcast, where he spoke on how the country is going to crap and young people are vital to fixing it, as well as inequality, gun violence, UBI, mental health, respecting people in order to garner productive conversation, and how to gather support for nonprofits. Heidi, Mike, Jonathan, David, Levy Armstrong, and Leslie Redmond discussed social justice, particularly concerns over Klobuchar's record, on Democracy Discussions, with hardcore Yang Ganger Russell on his YouTube channel, American Dystopia. Meanwhile, Scott was a guest on the Yang Gang Roundtable Zoomcast, a 1.5-hour discussion of all things UBI and Yang, with a lot of other Yang Gang. I didn't get to hear more than a few minutes, but I really enjoyed Scott's Zoom background of the South Park spaceship filled with space bucks. If you don't get the reference, you must read more Scott articles. In bankruptcy news, which is sadly close to a regular segment these days, Hertz Auto Rental is our newest victim. Depending on your experiences with their service, you might be about as saddened by this as when the Hertz donut went out of style, but nevertheless, it's another century-old business cut down by the COVID depression and thousands more jobs that will not be coming back. Finally, Humanity Forward has begun releasing winners from the creativity contest. So far, we have three winners. Layla Mollison took the prize for the film category with a stop motion of a little light bulb-headed person enduring quarantine. Pat took the prize for visual arts with a very abstract painting of a woman's face. And one of my own favorites, Jason, took the prize for photography with his wild, edited photo of three people jumping superimposed. Grats to all three. You can find their work below. You can find their work below. And thank you to all the runners-up. I saw a lot of fantastic work that I really enjoyed. There's a great deal of talent and imagination out there. And that'll do it for today's Yang Daily. Support our Yang Gang for Congress, get your absentee ballot, tune into the campaign strategy call, watch those awesome ads, send your letter to Congress, congratulate our contest winners, visit bailoutthepeople.com and take action, call the Congressional Switchboard to send the most effective message you can to your representatives, help recruit burners and others to the cause and get everyone to sign the petition and join the UBI movement, flood Congress and Trump with calls, tweets, and letters, but particularly 5 calls a day, using the Resist Bot or Income Movement as easy contacts below. If you need help, consult Humanity Forward, the Income Movement Aid Database, United Way, or the H3 podcast thread. And don't forget to Yang Daily.